Cosmic Shed.
Hello and welcome to the Cosmic Shed. It's just me, Andrew, in the shed today. Got a very quick one for you and a very exciting one. The Last Jedi is just around the corner, and Ty and I spent the weekend at For the Love of Sci-Fi, which is a Comic-Con type event in Manchester. If you've been following our YouTube channel and Twitter and Facebook, you'll have noticed the video that we posted interviewing Casper Van Dien of Starship Troopers. And we had a lot of fun at the festival, and we also met Jonas Suotomo. And Jonas plays Chewbacca in The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and the forthcoming Han Solo movie. So we were beyond delighted when we managed to catch up with him. And this is in a corridor backstage at For the Love of Sci-Fi. You can hear people in the background clearing up plates, putting the bins away. William Shatner walks past, Casper Van Dien walks past. But among all that, the wonderful Jonas spoke to us about what it was like working on those films.
How do you go from playing basketball in Finland to getting a role in one of the biggest sci-fi franchises of all time?
You tell me, because they called me, you know.
They called you, they headhunted you.
They called the Basketball Association of Finland.
Okay.
And one of the guys remembered me from my youth national team basketball days. And information was delivered and they called me, you know.
Wow.
And what's your response? Chewbacca, yeah, I'll do that.
First I said, I don't have the time, sorry.
Basketball is very important and I've never heard of these Star Wars films.
Yeah, exactly. No. All I knew was it was a big budget Hollywood film.
Okay.
And I sent in my headshots, and then I shot a tape in my old high school gym playing a caveman. And
oh, right. So you didn't know it was for Chewie, so you just had to do some grunts and...
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like... doing stuff like that. But then yeah.
So when did you find out, and what was your reaction?
Well, I found out because they sent me the non-disclosure agreement.
Okay.
And that had a name of a company that had already leaked to the internet.
Was it Lucasfilm?
It was Foodles.
Foodles, okay.
Foodles. So I was like, Foodles. This sounds weird. Oh, it's Star Wars. I read it online, so I was pretty excited about it.
So you first started as Chewie in The Force Awakens, but it was kind of a torch passing scene because Peter Mayhew was still Chewie for scenes where he was sat down in the Millennium Falcon and you did all the more active running roles. Is that true?
Yeah, that's the gist of it, yeah. Yeah.
So what was that like? Was he very gracious in passing the torch?
Yeah, he was good. He was really good about it. I don't know how I would do if someone younger than me would come and take a part in a role I was playing. So he was really good about it.
How did Harrison Ford feel about it? Because I guess Peter Mayhew's always been his Chewie, and here you are. Or was he just kind of like, Chewie's Chewie?
After he managed to wipe away his tears, he was all right with. No, I think Harrison was there, you know, enjoying being Han Solo, and you know, doesn't matter which
it doesn't
matter who was playing, whether it was Peter or me. You know, it was Harrison is a professional.
Okay, so spoilers for people who haven't seen The Force Awakens, but The Force Awakens ends with Han getting killed and you shoot Kylo Ren.
Right.
Now there's this whole thing online which speculates that Chewie missed on purpose because he's essentially like an uncle to Kylo Ren and wouldn't want to kill his nephew and therefore just wounds him out of anger. Have you heard anything about that? Do you think you meant to wound Kylo Ren, or were you aiming to kill?
All I want to say is if I was Chewie, I would never miss on purpose.
You'd rip his arms off.
Yeah, always give you 110%.
Absolutely.
And okay. I'm ready to go in, coach. what was the question again?
And you've just done shooting the Han Solo film.
Right.
And was that during or after The Last Jedi?
That was after.
And you went straight into it?
A couple months off.
Okay.
And then we started shooting early this year. 2000.
That was just William Shatner that walked past us.
He knows me personally.
Well, of course. We all know William Shatner.
Yeah.
It's William Shatner.
No, I, of course I know him, but he knows also me.
My legend proceeds. So obviously you can't tell us much about what happens in the Solo film, but I imagine we would see the beginning of the Solo Chewie friendship.
Yeah, that's the whole premise of the film.
Okay.
You will definitely see that.
Okay. I mean, God knows how they're going to tell the story, because I think in the books, Han's or in the expanded universe, Han's an Imperial officer that saves Chewie, who's a slave in a labor camp or something. Is that what they're doing in this film, or could you not possibly say?
I hope you enjoy the movie, and it's going to be great.
It's a very safe answer. I like it.
Everyone's great.
And as for The Last Jedi, I mean, Chewie is everyone's favorite, and we saw that the royal princes visited the set and wanted to hug you. Everyone seems to want to hug Chewie. What was that like when the princes came to the set? And also got cameos, apparently.
When I saw the princes coming to the soundstage, it was me who initiated. I ran into them. And apparently I broke a major royal protocol.
Really?
By hugging them. So
I
felt bad about
it.
And that's my thing, you know? I get to do what... Actually, it was something that Harrison told me when I said, on one day on set... to JJ, that I can pretty much do whatever I want. Didn't say that it was because of the Wookiee suit, but I meant that.
Yeah.
And Harrison turns to me and said, "Hey, are you talking about my contract?" That was funny.
So Chewie is pretty much everyone's favorite character, but it looks like you're going to get serious competition in The Last Jedi with the Porgs. And it looks like in the trailer, Chewie and the Porgs share a bit of a relationship.
Yeah, there's definitely some tension.
Love, hate, love, hate.
I don't know what it is. I still have yet to go to therapy to dissect it and think about it. It was a weird time in my life, and I hope in the movie it will all come clear.
Awesome. And then I assume you're going to be back for episode 9, and then do you know if you've got any more coming, like Han Solo 2, or?
Yeah, it remains to be seen. Very excited if there is. Obviously, I'm all in. I love playing this character and love working with these people. So,
I mean, it must be amazing putting on the costume. How heavy is it, by the way?
It's not heavy. It's hot.
It's hot.
Yeah.
You lose a lot of weight running around in the costume.
I do. And my hair is damp all day. And it doesn't do wonders for my skin.
Have you seen The Last Jedi?
No, I haven't seen it, no.
And, okay, you've not seen the Han Solo movie?
I haven't seen anything.
Okay, but from working on them both, which are you most looking forward to people seeing?
Well, since, because it's coming out in a week or two, I'm looking forward to The Last Jedi, but equally much the Solo film. I think it's going to be like Rogue One, because it's a standalone film.
Yeah.
It has the potential to break barriers and be a really bold film. Without all the baggage that comes with these saga films.
And is Ron Howard's Han Solo film markedly different from Lord and Miller's, or was it kind of...
All
right. Was there much different between the two productions? Did you find one was more looser and more fun, and the other one was more what you were used to working on previous productions?
Yeah, there were some differences, and but both were trying to make the same film, just in a different way. And Ron, who came over to replace lovely Phil and Chris, who were great. He's so experienced and such a nice man.
Yeah.
And everybody loves Ron. And that it was a breeze and easy thing to work with. So you kind of forgot the awkwardness of having replacing directors, and because Ron was so nice. So it was just a joy to have Ron around.
And do you do all your own Chewie roars?
I do those on set, but obviously I've been told that some of them might have made into these films, but I don't know. They might be the quiet stuff like that, which are hard to, you know, hard to point out. But yeah. I live in faith that there are some bits of my own voice. In Force Awakens, for example.
Is your basketball suffering?
Yeah. Coach won't let me play, and it's bad. And I'm having trouble with my teammates.
As long as you get them tickets to the Premier, I'm sure they'll forgive you.
But no, I do miss the basketball days. It was a lot simpler to just go out there and give your 100% and sweat a lot and suffer injuries. But this is much. This is also very eventful and nice to have this career of Chewy.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for talking.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Lovely to meet
you. Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as we enjoyed meeting him and chatting to him. A really lovely guy and just such a pleasure to spend some time with him, to be honest. We'll be back very soon with another conversation we had at For the Love of Sci-Fi with Zach Galligan, who plays Billy in the Gremlins movies. But I have to be honest, when Jonas did those Chewbacca sounds, it was really hard not to just give him a massive hug. You kind of felt Chewbacca appear in front of you right there. So here he is, one last time. Jonas Chewbacca. The Cosmic Shed.
Science fact.
Science fiction.
And everything in between.